Let us say the Sufi invocation of Hazrat Inayat Khan together. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. We have a little time that we'd like to continue today together, those of you that wish to continue with us. And I would like to share one very short passage from Hazrat Inayat Khan that speaks to us being together in this way. And I'd like to say that this is from the collective writings, and this is a Gita on meditation. And in that paper, Murshid says to us, the brotherhood and sisterhood of Sufis is not determined by time or space. Unity is beyond all limitations. In the paper, Murshid also says, meditation contains the cure for all troubles, the remedy for every difficulty, the balm for every pain. Meditation contains the cure for all troubles, the remedy for every difficulty, the balm for every pain. What may be called cosmic consciousness may be considered in two aspects: a growth of sympathy and feeling, or the expanse of the heart until it is filled with nothing but the light, thought, and feeling of God. When the heart overflows with love, the body and mind are charged. We heard Murshid Hidayat say that the remembrances of those murids of Hazrat Inayat Khan said that there was never another experience like being with him, that they felt so enlivened, enlightened, and charged. And here Murshid is saying that, when the heart overflows with love, the body and mind are charged with magnetism. And so great is the power of this magnetism that it can benefit others thousands of miles away. Yes, it is possible to concentrate on loved ones. And through meditation, one is bathed in the ocean of divine love. Such factors as distance and time do not matter. So here we are together, and these are the beloved words of our Murshid. And if you would like to again continue with us, I think It is good that we sing the Sikkur that we've received instructions on. And we would love it if you join us and we think about creating this outpouring of love, this ocean of love. We are each like a precious bead on a mala that's circling this planet. And God willing, the vibration moves in all directions, including the past, the present, and the future, offering this sacred vibration and atmosphere for all the world. And we know that Murshid himself was so excited when the new technology of radio transmission came. And he was able to deliver messages in America and in Germany via the radio, where he could reach thousands of people. And we might just have a little imagination of him being here today, because we know that he would, like his son, Murshid Hidayat, be using this technology in the spreading of the message. And so we are all pioneers in this great endeavor, joining together. How extraordinary is it that we're meeting in this way? And we love you, and we're glad you've taken the time to be with us. Stay for as long as you can. If you need to leave because of your particular time zone, feel free to do that. But know that we're continuing here, remembering, remembering, remembering. So we will begin with the recitation of the external zikr. But first, moving our hands from our forehead to our deep heart in the solar plexus while we repeat the words. From left to right, we repeat the words, "This is not my body." There we see the affirmation that I am now not thou art. This is not my body. Again, the gesture moving from the left shoulder to the right shoulder. And then we say the words, "This is the temple of God," moving from the upper part of your head. You can even go beyond your crown, down into your deep center.